You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, let's just put them on.
There.
Mix 100, hello? Good morning. You're on the air. Hello, who's this?
This is Steven.
Okay, and it's Stinking Rich Steve. All right.
There he is.
Just talking. I tried yesterday.
Oh, we were calling BS on that. Our lines were wide open.
Shut up.
You
did not.
You guys didn't get my postcard either, right? I know, right? I did. I did try, and I called in, and the line was busy for hours. I don't know if it was my phone.
For hours? You were calling the wrong station then, probably.
I might have been. I don't know. But anyway, I got you now. I'm sorry it didn't work out yesterday.
Well, we missed you. We really did.
Well, we didn't hear from you. We were actually out there kind of propositioning people, asking for a new stinking rich person, whether male or female, to take your spot.
Well, that's okay. If you feel like somebody needs to have it, it's there.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to the end of our time with you, I think. We're getting a little bored with you, honestly.
That's fine. And last time I called, you guys really didn't even have time for me, so it was okay. You seem too
what?
Busy.
Oh, everybody, you're crazy. Yeah, every time you're on, we talked to you for like 10 minutes. Like,
we gave you hurry
me up because you wanted to get somebody to win the rattle off.
Dude, we gave you like 10 minutes last time. How much time do you want?
I didn't know what you wanted me to tell you.
Well, we want to know what you've been up to. You jet set around the world and you pet sit for people in Paris. And
so tell us the latest, greatest thing for Stinkin' Rich Steve.
Well, I'm about to leave tomorrow to go to Vegas for a little while. And then I'm going to go back. I'm going to go up to Utah on Monday and then go to Sundance. I'm going to go to the film festival for a little bit.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Now we're talking. That's my next little journey.
And the thing that stinks is I'm supposed to be in Sweden on February the 8th, but I don't know that I can go.
Of course you were.
Your passport expired.
Come on.
Well, I've already set it off to get it renewed. It takes a bit. And
well,
so
you're
I'm
stinking rich, Steve.
Back.
You could have slipped a hundo in there when you sent it off, and they probably would have put you at the top.
You don't even have to slip a hundo in. There's a thing you can check to do, to get it done quickly.
You can expedite it. I did.
You can expedite.
I did as best I could to get it back as quickly as I can. So, some European countries don't let you. You have to have within 6 months or 3 months of it expiring. Like Mexico is 6 months, so I couldn't go to Mexico in December.
What's the bigger question is, what are you doing in Sweden?
Yeah.
Dog sitting
again?
I've been there before. It's a little island off of, I don't even know how to say some of these cities.
Yeah, it's like Schmergenbergendergen,
Storholmen, yeah. So I'll be at Storholmen. It's a little teeny island. There's like 88 families that live there. There's electricity and the internet and one little restaurant. And it's covered with snow and ice right now. So, the Baltic, freezes over. So you kind of have to deal with all that.
I'm looking at it right now. It is a little island.
Now, let me ask you something.
It's a little peeny
island.
There's
only a few families on this island. Oh. How did you connect with somebody who needs their dog looked after?
So my friend that lives there is a drummer. He actually was the drummer. He was the drummer for Dave Matthews on his solo album. And he lives there, and he's a friend of mine. He's from Treeport, and I'm going to stay with – I've been at his house before, and he's leaving to go on a cruise with his family, I think, to play music. And I'm going to go – supposed to be going to watch his dogs, but I don't know if I can get there because I don't have a passport.
Dude.
Well, now, wait a minute. I have questions about the drummer. So
– okay, go ahead.
What kind of money does one make being a drummer on one hit album?
Well, it's with Dave Matthews, though.
I know it's Dave Matthews solo, but
other people too. He's plays people all the time. I mean, that just happens to be that. Like, if you were to he played for Jewel, I think. I think he played for some other people.
Okay.
I mean, you can find him out there. I mean, he's a pretty well-known drummer. I mean,
it sounds like he's doing all right if he's got a house on a small island in Sweden.
Well, that's where his wife's from. His wife's Swedish, and they have a family, and they're really it's really fun. Every time I see him, we always have a good time.
You impressed me yet again, buddy, by what you're doing.
I can't deny. This one's good. When you started off with I'm going to Vegas, I was a little let down, but then you stepped up your game with the trip to Sweden.
Well, what are you doing in Vegas? Are you like buying a hotel or something?
No. I'm just going for 2 days. A buddy of mine actually has a soccer tournament. So he asked me if you want to go meet him over there. I said, sure, I'll go meet you there. And then I'm going to go over to Park City and stay there for a little bit. And then I'm going to go to the Sundance Film Festival. That's all I can do. I'm stuck in the United States.
That's all he can do is just go out and spend his money and be footloose and fancy free.
That's all I can do. Right?
Listen, I was stalking you a little bit on your Instagram account. I was going through your pictures and stuff. And you got an awesome lifestyle. You really do.
I'm enjoying it so far. I mean, it's been fun. It's been fun so far. But I don't post a lot. I'll post more. I usually post when I travel, so I'll keep posting.
Please do.
You say I'm having fun so far. Are you anticipating a point where this will not be so fun anymore? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I don't really have any. I don't really have any long term plans right now. So I'm just kind of going one day.
It's just essentially until you run out of money. It sounds like.
No, I don't think that'll happen. But we'll just keep going.
He's like, I don't want to brag, but that's never going to happen.
He's not going to run out of money.
I could travel for 200 years.
Have you ever thought about doing that kind of thing where you offer advice to people who are wanting to start their own business? Well, and like, do you have any words of wisdom?
Well, no, I do volunteer. I volunteer for all the high schools in town, and I go teach them personal finance and business entrepreneurship, but it's just your junior achievement. It's fun. I enjoy it, but
I love that you're doing that. That's very cool.
How about some pearls of wisdom for our listeners? What do you got for our listeners?
You got like one or two things?
One or two things. So straight up, do what you're good at and decide that that's exactly what you want to do. And it's so like, I've got friends that are in jobs, and look, there's no better person than yourself to have your greatest asset is your future earning power. So have them do exactly what they want to do and go ahead and take the risk and do it. That's what you have to do at the end of the day, is you have to learn how to manage your own risk.
That's pretty good.
Well said.
That's it.
You know, that's
really good.
I used to push back against people who constantly do this, follow your passion, follow your passion, follow your passion. I'm like, mm-hmm. You know, that sounds good. It sounds like a nice poster and all that other stuff, mm-hmm. but just following your passion ain't going to do it. So give me your feedback on this, Stinkin' Rich Steve. I've said it's like a Venn diagram. There are three things. There's what's you're passionate about, what you're good at, what you have skills at, and then third, where there's a market where people will pay you for that. And where those three circles intersect is the sweet spot of life.
It is, but there's one more thing you have to do. This is my big thing.
What's the fourth circle?
To my kids, is you have to be pioneering. There has to be something that you're doing. Like the little cliche term I always tell my students is, look, go to McDonald's or go to Burger King and knock on the door and tell them McDonald's already makes hamburgers and don't do it. See, and that's the problem, is the pioneering idea is really ultimately what changes your business from everybody else's. I promise you, it's very difficult to come up with something that nobody else has ever done or thought of. But if you do it a different way, and it's your idea, and it's the way you – like, that's what happened to me. Like, my IT services, and lots of people can fix computers. I wasn't something wonderful. But my only pioneering idea was that we would be there on time, and we'd be there – instantly. Like, in other words, that was what we did, and it required 110% of your effort, but we never lost clients ever, and all of our clients we would get were from other IT companies. So my pioneering idea wasn't something new. Like, I didn't develop some piece of software. It was simply to care about your clients in a different way. I mean, it could be something that simple. You know, like there's a great little burger joint in Austin, Texas called P. Terry. His pioneering idea was to build the hamburger around a tomato. I mean, if you read his little thing, that's what he wanted. He was an engineer. So all these ideas that people have, if you can come up with something new, like...
Wait a minute.
You had me at building a burger around a tomato.
How do you build a burger around a tomato?
Is the tomato in the meat?
Explain it.
And that's what his push was. And my push was to take care of clients that don't get...
Wait. No, hold on, Steve.
Wait,
hold on.
Hold on. Slow down. We don't understand the tomato. Explain it again.
Is it inside the meat?
His little thing. It's a pretty cool thing. I liked it because I liked his attitude.
No.
What is it?
How did he build a burger around a tomato? What does that mean?
Explain it.
Well, it means that the tomato to him was the part of the burger that he liked the most. And that's what he wanted to do, was build it around that. That's what I read about this.
So, it's a burger with tomato on it.
With too much tomato.
Does he OT it, like, over tomato?
I don't know.
Just see, I'd be more impressed if he made the... If he took...
I just think that's what his concept was.
All right. I think it would be better if it was the tomato with the meat wrapped around the tomato, so the tomato was inside the hamburger. That's a pioneering concept. It's like filling your burger with the mac and cheese. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, but what brought it on for me is I have this little illustrious past with 3D video game development from this company that came out of the world called id Software. Well, they were from Shreveport. They worked for my dad's company. And these guys are like the pioneers of this, technology that kids now play endlessly. Well, their pioneering idea was to take a concept that they developed, that they thought of while they were playing Dungeons and Dragons and all these 2D, two-dimensional games, and decided to make it three-dimensional.
Huh.
And
that was,
I mean, they,
just
their
a second.
Games weren't were like Castle Wolfenstein, but it was before then. I mean, it was really interesting to watch.
No, that's really cool. That's great. Now let's go back to the burger thing again. What's the name of that joint? What's it called again?
The burger thing? Of P. Terry.
How do you spell that? Just the letter P?
Just the letter P, period, Terry.
P. Terry Burgers.
Yeah, they're in Austin.
In Austin.
And they're still open?
They should be. I mean,
now, does he season the tomato with something special? Is there a seasoning?
I don't remember the whole story, but I just remembered that when I read it, I was like, his pioneering idea is to change the way that the burgers are made.
I don't feel like that's such a great...
So I'm on their website right now, Stinkin' Rich Steve. Here we go. And the very first thing, it's voted the best burger by the Austin American Statesman.
That's
the
big
newspaper.
Deal. All right.
But here's the thing. It's the picture of the burger, and here's what you got. I want our listeners to picture this. It's a burger. So you got the bun. There's two pieces of meat with cheese. There's some lettuce. And at the very bottom, there's a tomato on the very bottom. So
that's his big idea?
Instead of putting the tomato on top, they put the tomato on the bottom.
Now, is that when you bite it, then your tongue is closer to the tomato than being on the roof of your mouth? That's the pioneering idea?
So when you say he built his burger around the tomato, it's at the bottom.
You asked me what I would give people advice for, and that is trying to find the new pioneering idea. Like, find something that's new about whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it.
I'm going to create a burger company where they remove the buns altogether and replace them with tomatoes.
I love it. I mean, look at Kane's Chicken. I mean, all this guy does is sell chicken. He just sells little chicken strips. He doesn't complicate it.
So what's his new thing? What's his new twist?
I don't know. But my buddy and I always...
He puts a tomato on him.
We're going to create the chicken wedge. Our pioneering idea for chicken is the wedge. We're going to take it.
Where do you factor luck into all this, Steven? Is there a factor of luck in any of this?
Oh, my goodness. Opportunity and luck are very closely related. So it just depends on where. I personally think you have to move around a lot to let the life kind of life dictate to you what it is that you can do. So
I agree.
Words, you're not going to find gold sitting in your cubicle. You're going to have to go look for it. So opportunity and luck. I think luck happens to those who work hard.
Truth.
Yep.
Truth.
Make your own luck. Dude, I want to go out and have a beer with you sometime.
When are you coming back to Denver?
I might come through Denver when I'm done at Salt Lake. If I do, I'll hit you up on Instagram.
Please do.
I hope it's the week of the 23rd, because I'm going to be in Denver the week of the 23rd, and we need to get together.
Okay. Well, I'm flying back in on the I'm supposed to be leaving Utah on the 23rd.
Perfect.
If you're here, let us know.
I don't know which one of you is which one. I don't know which one is Donald.
It doesn't matter.
You messaged me on Instagram, so
we will both be in Denver the week of the 23rd. So how about Tuesday the 24th that evening? We all go out for a beer.
That's fine. I'll fly in.
All right, and you're buying.
And you're buying for sure.
Okay, I'll find you guys.
In fact, we're going to find a place we really like, and we want you to buy the joint. We want you to buy the whole place.
You're going to buy Del Frisco's for us.
We'll take a look at it. Well, they have to do something interesting and unique before we do that.
Right, okay.
But I know some cool places in Denver. All right.
Listen, you have been a great sport again, and you let us beat you up a little bit, and that was fantastic.
You are a good dude.
So we'll hopefully see you on the 24th. Am I right, Stinkin' Rich Steve?
That'll be fine. I'll change my flight. I'll fly into Denver from Salt Lake.
All right, buddy.
You're the best.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right. Boy. See you, man. Bye.
He's never going to call us again.
Ever.
We're
He's
going to
block me on Instagram.
After that, he's like, I am never calling these guys again.
Oh, I don't know.
They couldn't get past the tomato.
Somebody messaged me. Where's my phone? It was
it's
our
Clem.
Buddy Clem. Oh, yeah, you got
it's
it too.
Clem.
He says, stop bullying that guy over the tomato and the burger, for goodness sakes.
Let me explain to Clem a little something. Jeremy and I are the voice pieces or whatever for our listeners, and every listener was curious about how a burger is built around a tomato.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I mean, you can't, Clem, you might be the, and Clem is from England, so he doesn't even eat burgers.
Yeah.
He would not understand.
You don't get it, buddy.
Right. You just you keep eating your fish and chips. We know burgers over
yeah.
here.
When you drop that little tidbit about building a burger around a tomato, you got to throw the brakes on it.